For the first time, a woman in Chicago has given birth to a baby who was screened as an embryo before implantation in the womb for early-onset Alzheimer's disease. Unlike its mother, the baby will not suffer from the rare form of Alzheimer's. The procedure is called PGD, or pre-implantation genetic diagnosis. While successful, it has alarmed medical ethicists. We asked Dr. Jeffrey Botkin, a pediatrician and ethicist in Salt Lake City, when, in his view, it's appropriate to screen embryos for genetic illnesses like early-onset Alzheimer's.
Prenatal diagnosis in general is a legitimate enterprise, at least for a defined set of conditions as time goes on. But I think that we need to be careful as a society in trying to draw some lines around what we think the legitimate uses are.
In your view, what would be the correct side of the line?
Well, I think the correct side of the line would be conditions that I would personally characterize as relatively severe, meaning death at a young age or chronic and serious disability as a child. And I think from my perspective, things that are not health characteristics, for example, selecting for a child of the correct gender, for example, would not be an appropriate use of this technology. And I think selecting for conditions that won't have their onset for many decades probably does not fall below that line from my perspective.
Getting back to this case, there's some presence of a counterargument that says that given that this new baby's mother is going to develop early onset Alzheimer's in a few years, and she probably couldn't have adopted under those circumstances with that kind of medical history, she shouldn't have been encouraged or assisted in giving birth to a baby at all because she won't be able to take care of that baby.
Well, I think I'm less personally concerned about that set of arguments. People have children for a whole host of reasons, and I would be reluctant to say society ought to put itself in a position of making those kinds of decisions about what kind of individuals ought to be parents or not.
Pre-implantation genetic diagnosis, or PGD, is certainly one of the most cutting in vitro technologies going. Now that it's been used in the case of this type of diagnosis, do you think there'll be other things that it's used for?
Oh, I think without question, there's been some 500 children born around the world from this technology, and I think we can envision a future in which parents may develop dozens of embryos in the dish, have pre-implantation genetic diagnosis for a whole host of conditions, and then parents being able to select the embryo that seems ideal for them.
But all of this might be better than the fairly by now common practice of getting amniocentesis and an adverse diagnosis and then aborting, is it not?
I think pre-implantation genetic diagnosis does have ethical advantages over traditional prenatal diagnosis for exactly that reason, that what folks are doing is selecting and discarding embryos versus potentially terminating a fetus. And if you believe that fetuses have more moral status than embryos, then pre-implantation genetic diagnosis is better. For those people who believe that embryos should have full moral status, then pre-implantation genetic diagnosis is not better because you end up discarding a significant number of embryos.
Well, Dr. Jeffrey Botkin, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Jeffrey R. Botkin is a professor of pediatrics and medical ethics at the University of Utah in Salt Lake City.